This is the DX Audio Service for May 1987. Hello, I'm Fred Volpe. Let's step right over to the front page of DX News, the magazine of the National Radio Club. Well, first of all, I'd like to thank all the members for the cards, letters, and phone calls concerning the April Fool's edition on the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. We had a lot of fun in putting it together, and as you may have guessed, just judging from the way we kind of rushed through things, we had a lot of material. In fact, there was a lot of things which we just could not put on the cassette because of the time limitations. Hopefully in the future we can cure that, but again, thank you very, very much for all the contributions and all the fine effort put together to bring to you a fine April Fool's edition on the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service April edition. Don't forget that the 1987 National Radio Club Convention will be held here in Lima over Labor Day weekend. We'll be hosting the convention, that is, the DX Audio Service's Phil Wayne, Bob Walker, and myself. And it will be held in downtown Lima during Labor Day. We'll have more details on the next edition of the DX Audio Service and how to sign up for the convention. Convention fee will be $25. The room rates are dirt cheap in a very, very nice hotel in downtown Lima. The $25 registration fee also includes an all-you-can-eat dinner on Saturday night and all-you-can-eat breakfast on Sunday morning. Should be a real good time, and we'll have more details on the next edition of the DX Audio Service. Per Wayne Heinen, KPPL, the bankrupt station in Denver, Colorado, is still being operated by permission of the court till the sale of the station. Those wishing to get a QSL, or if you have heard the station recently, you can write enclosing a prepaid postcard to KPPL, 3137 West Kentucky Avenue, Denver, Colorado, 80219. Please note that someone has destroyed all the old log sheets at KPPL, so only new reports can be verified. Remember to send a prepared postcard for any QSL. We've had some questions regarding docket 87-11. And that is the number to reference if you are writing to the FCC or your congressperson or senator. The FCC's address for this docket is FCC Dockets Reference Room, Room 239, 1919 M Street, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20554. The regular bi-monthly meeting of the Michigan Area Radio Enthusiasts will be held at the Dearborn Civic Center from 2 until 5 p.m. on May the 17th, which is a Sunday. Harold Frodge will return from China with a slide tour of the country, and it's a great opportunity to visit China and also to ask Harold questions about the country and about its radio. If you're interested in becoming a member of the Michigan Area Radio Enthusiasts, you can write to them at Post Office Box 311, Wixom, Michigan, 48096-0311. The Michigan Area Radio Enthusiasts are based out of Detroit, Michigan. The Association of North American Radio Clubs, otherwise known as ANARC, will be holding its convention in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, July the 16th through the 19th. The convention will be hosted by the Ontario DX Association, and the convention will be held at the Novotel Hotel in Mississauga, Ontario. The theme for the convention is Communications Yesterday, Today, and Tomorrow. For more information on the convention, you can write to ANARCON 87, Post Office Box 232, Station Z, Toronto, Ontario, Canada, and the postal code is M5N. 2Z4. Well, we have a real good issue here on the DX Audio Service, so let's get right into it with a look at the AM Switch column with Jerry Starr.
Hi, everybody. This is Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. Since DX News has gone back to its monthly publication schedule for the spring and summer, we only have one AM Switch to bring you, and here it is. Starting with a number of call letter changes on 600 KLLZ San Diego, California becomes KKLQ. 620 WWLX Lexington, Alabama changes to WKNI. 630 KBEY Coquille, Oregon becomes KWRO. on 690 KKUA Honolulu, Hawaii, changes to KQMQ. 710 WOZW Monticello, Maine, becomes WREM. 730 KIZN Boise, Idaho, changes to KWOW. 810 KDBL Rifle, Colorado, becomes KWWS. On 950, WLSQ Montgomery, Alabama, changes to KREZ. 1100, KIIO Grand Junction, Colorado, will change to KVEE. 1250, WCKM in Winsboro, South Carolina, becomes WINF. 1260, KSNO Aspen, Colorado, changes to KTYE. 1270, KABS Pine Bluff, Arkansas, changes to KZLR. Also on 1270, WHBF Rock Island, Illinois, new call is WKBF. 1320, KBUG Salt Lake City, Utah, changes back to a former call of KCPX. 1330, WFTP in Fort Pierce, Florida, becomes WDKC. On 1340, KKBK Aztec, New Mexico, a station which is presently silent, will become KCEM when it returns to the air. 1360, KLRS Mountain Grove, Missouri, becomes KRFI. KREE Ruidoso, New Mexico, becomes KBUY, and KAMT Tacoma, Washington, becomes KKMO. Those three all on 1360. On 1390, KYES Turlock, California, changes to KMIX. 1400, KWBY Santa Paula, California, becomes KCZN. 1460, WRKR Racine, Wisconsin, changes to WNBT. And finally, two changes which we told you about previously, which never took place. On 1580, WIFE, Connersville, Indiana, was going to change to WCNB. They have had that change set aside, and they remain WIFE. And on 1600, WJQI in Chesapeake, Virginia, you can scratch that call out. They decided not to use it, and they remain WCPK. A number of applications for new stations. Let's scan down through them quickly here. On 830 in Cherry Valley, Massachusetts. On 1020, Port Orange, Florida and Macedonia, Iowa. 1100, Highlands, North Carolina. 1140, San Marcos, Texas. 1180, Knoxville, Tennessee. 1200, Winnipeg, Manitoba. 1210, San Angelo, Texas. 1230, Berlin, New Hampshire. 1390, Bow, New Hampshire. 1420, Titusville, Florida. On 1430, Gainesville, Florida and Palm Bay, Florida. On 1590, Winslow, Maine. And on 1600, Brewer, Maine and Johnson City, New York. Those are applications for new stations. Two new stations were granted on 1460 in Manawali, Hawaii. And by the way, that station has now made application to change the city of license to Honolulu. They will be 5,000 day and night non-directional. And on 1560 in Hazard, Kentucky, a new station will be 1,000 watts daytime only, directional, and they will have 500 watts critical hours. A few applications of interest, mostly Canadian, on 560 CHCM in Marystown, Newfoundland, would like to move to 740 kilohertz to replace the CBC station, which went silent on that frequency when it was replaced by an FM station. On 850, CHVO, Spaniards Bay, Harbor Grace, Newfoundland, would like to move to 560. If CHCM moves to 740, they will have 10,000 day and night if they make that move. And on 1550, WCGR, Canandaigua, New York, wants to move down to 1310 and go full-time with 2,500 watts day and night. Some grants to existing facilities on 540 KVIP Redding, California raises their power to 5,000 watts. On 1010 WCNL Newport, New Hampshire moves frequency to 1020 kilohertz. They'll be daytime, non-directional, with 6,500 watts. 1050 KOFY San Mateo, California raises their day power to 50 kilowatts, changes their antenna to U4. On 1060 KHJK Lockhart, Texas, they raise their power to 4,000 1,400 watts. On 1270 WWCA Gary, Indiana, will move to East Chicago, Indiana, and go full-time with 2,500 watts day and night. On 1380 WNRI Woonsocket, Rhode Island, raises their power to 2,500 watts. 1530 KTCR Wagoner, Oklahoma, a station that did a DX test for the National Radio Club earlier this year, raises their power to 5,000 watts. The antenna is changed to D3. And a couple Canadian grants on 1530 CISV in Morden Winkler, Manitoba, moves to 1570 kilohertz with 10,000 day and night. And on 1540 CHIN, the nationality language station in Toronto, raises their night power to 50 kilowatts. Now let's look down through our otherness column for edition number 150 to wrap up this edition of AM Switch. On 560 WWCR in Brentwood, Tennessee, the station is silent pending a sale. On 630 CFBK Huntsville, Ontario, another Canadian station that will be leaving the air to be replaced by an FM facility. They are expected to leave the air within 6 months, according to the station. On 640 WNNZ Westfield, Massachusetts, they expect to move here from their present frequency of 1570 sometime in early summer. 730 CHYR Leamington, Ontario, well, the night operation is back here on 7:30 after their 7:30 transmitter has been repaired. So once again, they're back at their former oddball operation of 7:10 daytime and 7:30 nighttime. On 7:50 WNDZ Portage, Indiana, this new station is on the air with a religious format. They also have studio and address in Lansing, Illinois. 770 KPLA Riverbank, California, another new station that is now on the air. They have a variety format. Also on 770, new station WWSS Lynn Haven, Florida. According to the station, they expect to be on the air by early summer and will have an adult contemporary format. 820 WAPO Jasper, Tennessee, another new station that is on the air. And on 830 WMMI Shepherd, Michigan, this new station is also on the air with the Satellite Music Network Oldies programming. We hear this station here at sunset now that they are on the air. They give an address in Mount Pleasant, Michigan, although they are licensed to Shepherd. On 930 WYNI, Monroeville, Alabama, they have now moved here from 1510. On 980 WFXP, Gulf Breeze, Florida, their full-time operation is now on the air. They used to be daytime in Pensacola, Florida, but they are now full-time from Gulf Breeze. 1090 WIBS, Charlotte Amalie in the Virgin Islands, this new station is now on the air. 1190 WOOO, Royal Palm Beach, Florida, new station has a target date of early summer. According to the station, they'll have an adult contemporary format. 1240 KOFE, St. Marie's, Idaho, they have now moved to this frequency. They used to be on 1490. And 1320 CJSO, Sorel, Quebec, will leave the air and be replaced by an FM station. And once again, this is expected to take place within the next 6 months. On 1340 WALH Mountain City, Georgia, this new station is on the air with what they call a traditional country format. 1450 CHET in Chetwynd, British Columbia, this station is permanently off the air. 1540 KKDI Sheridan, Arkansas, station is now silent. And that will about wrap up edition number 150 of AM Switch. I'm Jerry Starr, and I'll see you next month with more info from AM Switch and the pages of the DX News and the National Radio Club.
At the heart of the Navajo Nation sits radio station KTNN in Window Rock, Arizona. Navajos throughout the western United States are a loyal audience to this unique radio station. KTNN celebrates its first anniversary as a self-supporting business next month, and it's already being praised as a financial success. Steve Shadley reports that the station serves as an entertainment and information source for the largest population of Native Americans in the country.
Mike Henderson is the evening announcer at radio station KTNN, a country and western station located on the Navajo Indian Reservation in northeastern Arizona. Mike's a native of this reservation and lives and works in Window Rock, a small community on the New Mexico border. It's a cold and snowy night, and Mike is kept busy answering phones, queuing up records, and reading the day's news in both English and in Navajo.
I'm always thankful for all our listeners out there in KTNN. I call it KTNN country. Everybody listens over here, and I'm always thankful for them tuning in and them calling me up, and or calling us up, I should say, and saying, you know, you're doing a good job, and just simple compliments. They mean pretty much, and they make you happy.
At 50,000 watts, KTNN is one of the most powerful and popular AM radio stations in the United States. Henderson says he has loyal fans who live as far away as Montana and Alaska. A majority of KTNN's listeners are natives of the Navajo Nation, but have since moved to faraway cities and states. Henderson says that because of the station's unusually strong signal, Navajos around the western U.S. can keep well informed of the current happenings in their homeland.
I think there's a bond between the Navajo people, just like a relationship, you know. Like some elderlies, when you talk to them, they have a lot of kids that go to college way out there, and they always call up and say, you know, can you play the song for grandma? You know, they're at home, and I miss them, and you know, I think that's, it's kind of, makes you kind of feel good when somebody, when you do that for somebody and they call you back up.
Because of this migration and expansion of the Navajo Nation, the traditional values of the tribe are slowly disappearing. Henderson says that a growing majority of the Navajo youth cannot even speak their native tongue. All 25 employees of KTNN are bilingual, and one staff member even speaks fluent Zuni and Apache. The Navajo Reservation covers a vast area, sprawling from western New Mexico into northern Arizona and southern Utah. The land is flat there, except for an occasional red sandstone mesa, and the only plant life is dried scrubweed or sagebrush. Many Navajo are required to commute great distances for health care or even groceries.
One man came in one day and said, we made the reservation so much smaller because they're able to hear what's going on the reservation just by turning their dial on 660.
Selena Minichildren is KTNN's program director.
It's continually hard work. The Navajo tribe is new to this business of radio. This is the first private enterprise of the Navajo tribe that's a radio station. And our people here mostly were inexperienced in the radio business. So we've been doing a lot of training since we signed on the air. And we are continually training people.
KTNN is solely supported by the commercials it airs, and Minichildren says business has really picked up since the station's shaky beginning nearly a year ago.
We're here for business, day in, day out.
In Window Rock, Arizona, this is Steve Shatley.
Thank you very much, Steve. Now let's swing it right over to John Bowker with a look at this month's travelogue on the DX audio service. John?
Well, thanks very much, Fred. Hello again, everybody. This is the DX Audio Service travelogue for May 1987. And we're getting to some of the more interesting parts of the AM frequency band now. The regional frequencies between 900 and 1,000 kilohertz. Now, let me just take a moment for our new subscribers to explain what we're doing. Several months ago, we started at 540 kilohertz with some recordings of off-the-air station identification breaks, the spoken breaks and the jingles, too. And we've been taking them four or five at a time each month, and by them I mean frequencies. And we're now up, last month we ended with 890 on the dial. And we're going to start with 900 kilohertz with this May 1987 edition of the DX Audio Service Travelogue. And without further ado, let's hear the stations that we have on the DX Audio Service on tape. These are all air checks recorded at various points in the United States and Canada at 900 kilohertz.
WFRO, 3 miles. Join me on the Sports Line on WKAJ, your total radio station. I'll report the latest in sports and keep you updated on the scores and highlights.
We're your total radio station, WKAJ, Saratoga Springs.
AP Network News, I'm Paul Corson.
Thanks very much, Pat. Take care. Bye-bye. Pat in South Philadelphia, another Rizzo backer. What do you feed a gorilla? Anything it wants, but you sure keep the leash tight. 9 o'clock, WDVT, Philadelphia. I'm Ron Eisenberg. We continue a look at politics after the news. We talk with a man who apparently is in the right mind, but he's going to run for city council anyhow. We're going to find out why anyone would want to serve with that bunch of slime balls. 9 o'clock, WDVT, Philadelphia.
Unemployment falls again. Speed limit begins to rise. With Mutual News, I'm Frank Gentry.
This is Mid Florida's most familiar radio station, WMOP Ocala.
AP Network News. I'm Patty Berman.
There was a fire this morning at the Conrad Hilton Hotel in Chicago.
This is WMPC Bullard.
Radio 900 WBRV Boonville, 2 o'clock.
Well, let's break for the news. The Jumpin' Jack Show presentation of EBC, the Eastminster Broadcasting Company, and WOTW, Nashua, New Hampshire.
WFIA, Louisville, your Christian teaching station.
Well, now, there's the 900 tape on the DX audio service. Just a couple of comments. The ID that you couldn't understand, the woman's voice, about the third one from the end, is WATC in Gaylord, Michigan. Now, I recorded that in May 1981, but it was done during the daytime, but at considerable distance. And the characteristics of the automobile radio I was using at that time was to narrow up its bandpass when, to eliminate noise. And it just couldn't do it on that. And I asked myself if I should even keep that ID, but if anyone has a better ID of Gaylord, Michigan at 900, I'd love to have it. A second comment, many, many months ago, 6 months easily, maybe closer to a year, one of the major contributors to the DX audio service, the fellow who put together that terrific series of interviews up in Toronto at the radio conference up there that you've probably been hearing here on the DX audio service over the past several months, Bob Walker sent me a tape of most of the stations in Central Michigan. Now, that particular one, Bob, you didn't have that one on there. I would have used it. But I do want to thank Bob Walker for, first of all, such a major contribution for those stations in Michigan. Just looking down the list, he's got them all from Grand Rapids, Detroit, Adrian, a whole bunch from Louisville, and that one of WFIA was from Louisville. I also have a recording in my own collection of WFIA, and it is even noisier than the one that Bob gave me. So WFIA must have a little bit of a coverage problem where Bob was and where I have been, right through the middle of the city. So I don't know. That's kind of interesting. One of the subscribers to the DX audio service asked if I would make a recording of the new WDVT in Philadelphia. They have special programming. It's alternative radio programming. And I have not done that. Hate me if you will. But I am so revulsed by WDVT's programming. You heard what the fellow said about the city council in Philadelphia. You know, they may be a bunch of bums. Who knows? But you don't say that sort of thing on the air. Not on my kind of radio, you don't. So I have not... And by the way, I have to go into the center almost of Philadelphia. I got that in Camden, I must admit, right across the river. The break that you just heard. And just a couple of weeks ago, they simply don't come up into the Princeton Junction, New Jersey area where I live. 40 miles to the northeast. So forgive me for not making a recording of WDVT. There are some things I just can't bring myself to do. Okay, enough editorializing here. Let's go on to the 910 DX audio service tape for May 1987.
My name is Pat Michaels. It is 1 o'clock from 910 a.m. WRCQ New Britain.
Come to stay in touch. AM 91, WFDF, Flint.
WRKL, New City, Rockland County, New York. At 1248, it's 77 degrees. Dan Matheson and Tim Baker, CKLY News.
CKLY, in cooperation with Lindsay and District Funeral Homes, presents as a public service memorial notices for Lindsay.
Follow the Reds' night action right here on WPFB Middletown.
WPFB Middletown, Ohio.
Don't miss any of the action this Saturday afternoon on WBRJ Marietta, Ohio.
5 o'clock, this is WSBA York.
This is the CBC Radio Network.
This is CBO Ottawa.
Sit back and smile, call radio.
KALL Radio in Salt Lake City. Time in the Mountain West is 5 o'clock.
Robertson with KNEW News. Former President Lyndon Baines Johnson has died.
This is KNEW, Oakland, San Francisco.
KNEW Traffic Watch reports traffic southbound on the Bay Shore at San Bruno is backed up for a mile. There was a three-car accident.
You're tuned to the Voice of the Valley. This is WNHB. And WNHB FM, White River Junction, Vermont. Got studio facilities in Lebanon and Hanover, New Hampshire.
CBS of Northeastern Pennsylvania, WGBI Scranton, 910 Radio.
And KPHO News Radio 910 in Phoenix, Arizona.
Well, okay, some of those were a little more fun, I would say. Incidentally, on that very last one, if you didn't notice, play it back from Phoenix. The call sign was KPHO, and on innumerable occasions, I find that my ear on the letter O hears the letter L. The two sound very much the same to me. I wonder if they do to you, too. Otherwise, I think those IDs were reasonably clear. I have one also from Apollo, Pennsylvania, but it's so bad that it's even worse than that Gaylord one, so I decided not to play it for you today. Okay. That's the 910 tape. Let's go on to the 920 tape on the DX Audio Service for May 1987.
The Gatlin guys, and the bitter they are, the harder they fall.
If you like oldies of the 50s, 60s, and early 70s, and I'm sure you do, you'll want to tune in this Friday and every Friday from 11:30 to 1:30 for Double T93's Lunchtime Goldmine with me, Ted Winkler. Now, we'll take requests and dedications.
Now, wait a minute. I just have to stop the tape for a moment here. That Double T93 is WTTM in Trenton, New Jersey at 920 on the dial. And I mentioned this about a year ago on the DX Audio Service. I don't know of any other station that... except those that round off to the nearest hundreds, you know, that operate on one frequency but advertise themselves on another. They're at 920 on the dial, but they advertise themselves at 930 on the dial because, after all, Double T doesn't rhyme with 92, so they make it Double T 93. Okay, let's go on with the 920 tape.
It's 3 o'clock.
NBC News.
WBBB, Burlington Graham, North Carolina.
The good time sounds of wonderful weekend radio. WPTL.
Special request of dedication this afternoon.
Public service program. Print or type the information on a card or letter and mail it to WPTX, Lexington Park, Maryland, 20653.
Good night.
Good night, David.
Good night.
Good night, Steve.
Good night,
Ted.
Good night, Dr. Von Helsing.
Good night.
Good night,
Marcia.
Good night, Bruce.
Good night, Ted.
Bruce,
good
night, you Troy. Stay.
NBC Radio.
Yeah!
This is WJAR in Providence, Rhode Island. Stay tuned now for NBC Monitor News on the hour. The time is 6 o'clock.
65 to 70. Currently at WGN News, the temperature reading is 76 degrees.
The news is presented by Granite City Trust and Savings, your friendly bank at 19th and Edison.
WGNU. And the hits roll on.
I was looking at a Playboy the other day, and I seen these beautiful girls from L.A.
It's 84 degrees. I'm Julian Muta, WGST Atlanta.
Shop Green Brothers Nurseries after Labor Day sale.
This is WTTM Trenton, New Jersey. WTTM featuring the great sounds of the 70s.
This is WBAA, the radio voice of Purdue in West Lafayette, Indiana.
This is WMNI in Columbus, Ohio, America's great country station.
This is the Roadshow over WKRT, WKRT FM in Portland, New York.
KQEO, Albuquerque.
KQEO, Golden Weekend.
This is 30 at 12, 30 minutes of news, sports, and AccuWeather on WKBA Lewistown. More on the local scene after world and national news brought to you today by Mifflin County Savings and Loan.
AC Network News. I'm Cynthia Heck.
This is the Talk of Rhode Island, 920 WHJJ, Providence.
NBC News, good morning. I'm Don Blair.
Okay, that does in 920 on the DX audio service. At least the tapes we have on hand. Once again, I repeat that if you have any IDs, air checks, though, please, that are clean, relatively clean. You see, we put up a lot of different things here, depending upon how desperate we are, of stations that you haven't heard on the DX audio service. We'd love to have them on tape here. And if you have any and want to know how to arrange to get them to me, you could either write me a letter, I'll give you the address at the end of this column, or send them to me, or give me a call, whatever you'd like. Leave that to you entirely. The ID there that is particularly disappointing to me is WPTL, Canton, North Carolina. I was not able to get a legal ID on them, and you heard how rushed it sounded. And that was back in the days. Let's see, that WPTL ID that you heard was recorded in April 1971. And at that point in time, I did not carry five radio tape recorders with me. I only had one, and so I'd have push buttons set to the frequencies in town, and if I heard some fellow give an ID, bang, I'd switch to the next station. And that's a mistake. However, this is 1987, and it took me 16 years to learn that, I guess. I don't know. Let's go on with the 930 tape on the DX audio service for May 1987. This is Classic Oldies 930, WWNH, Rochester, Dover, Portsmouth. It's 5 o'clock. Time for news from CBS in New York.
CBS News, I'm Gil Whitney.
Serving the great tri-state area, WPAT Patterson, AM 93 WPAT, your easy listening station.
And now, news from Western New York's number one radio station, WBEN, Buffalo.
Current WHON Centerville temperature reading is 80. In Richmond, it's 82. And in Milton, it's 80. It's 3:58. I'm Bill Johnson.
WHON.
WKCT Radio, 930 Bowling Green, Kentucky.
You're listening to WFMD in Frederick, Maryland, Radio 93. It's now 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
CBS News, Alan Jackson reporting on the CBS Radio Network.
Central Standard Time, 3 o'clock.
News on the half hour. This is WCNR 930 First in Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania. This is the Columbia Montour Broadcasting Company.
This is your favorite radio address. In Holyoke, this is radio station WREB 930 on your radio dial.
WSEV, Sevierville, Tennessee.
You're in tune with 930 Radio, WYZR, and WYZR-FM, 104.9 on your FM dial, Johnstown, New York.
WAFL AM, Milford.
Football on 930, Real Country, WWNH, Rochester, Dover, Portsmouth.
WEOL, Elyria, Radio 93, with studios in Elyria and Lorraine. The time, 8 a.m.
Well, okay, that's quite a dose of IDs for this edition of the DX Audio Service. There were a couple of repeats. You see, I have a cousin who lives in Rochester, New Hampshire, and he's about 3 miles from Rochester Hill, which is where WWNH locates their studios, and for some reason they have their tower up on a hill. I gather the reason is to support their FM antenna, too, but anyway, I had to get a better ID than at the end there of the football game for them, and my daughter went to school in Bucknell, and that's not far from Bloomsburg, so we had a couple of Bloomsburg breaks, too. Well, I won't apologize for having things somewhat out of order. I'm lucky to have them at all. If you have any IDs you'd like to send, or just communicate with me and just write me a letter. My name is John Bowker, B-O-W-K-E-R. My address is 14 Canoe, that's spelled C-A-N-O-E, Brook Drive, Princeton Junction, New Jersey, 08550. That's it from this end, Fred. You take it away.
Thank you very much, John. Now let's take a look at the DX Change column. And the DX Change column is edited by Tom Farmery up in Grafton, Massachusetts. And once again, a reminder that the DX Change does not accept any responsibility for the accuracy given in the DX Change item descriptions. After a quick grassroots poll of some of the personal DX cronies, it is an unanimous opinion that DX Change should not list items that have no real connection with broadcast band DXing. This is to be effective with the next DX Change column, which will, by the way, be a deadline of June the 20th in Grafton, Massachusetts. FM items are okay as long as the National Radio Club continues with the summer FM thing. Items now verboten include CB stuff, ham band only stuff, shortwave broadcast only stuff, hi-fi audio stuff, etc. Test equipment such as oscilloscopes, tube testers, audio filters, long-wave devices, LPB transmitters are okay for listings. Likewise are tape recorders. Now, for a short editorial on the subject of buying and selling broadcast band DX equipment through DXChange, Tom says that over the years, he has assembled what some others have considered to be a rather state-of-the-art DX shack, using 90% previously owned, including Uncle Sam equipment. During that time, he's learned that a thing or two, mostly via the School of Hard Knocks, about the subject of buying and selling radio equipment. He has purchased a few items as virtual steals, also purchasing a few items while being burned in the process. My SB620 Spectrum Analyzer comes to mind especially. After I bought it through DXChange from a former member, it worked great, after I laboriously traced down and repaired 4 cold solder joints. So before you consummate a deal, either know and trust the seller, or come up with some sort of contingency deal. It is the unfortunate fact of life that items purchased when in the hands of the buyer may have defects either grossly misrepresented by the buyer, or seller I should say, or unknown to the seller. I don't wish to come across as a wet blanket. In fact, I think that a cautious buying of used equipment is the way to go with several reasons, i.e., used is the only status of many desirable items like R390As, 180As, audio filters, HQ150s, Heath QF1s, SB620s, Dumont 304As. Secondly, the price of older hollow state equipment is at real bargain levels compared to the new solid state stuff that is generally inferior in performance to the equipment of old, at least on broadcast band frequencies. Future DX changes will discuss further aspects of buying and selling used equipment. In any case, here's this edition of the DX Change column. Under receivers for sale, Realistic DX200. It covers 150 to 400 kilohertz and 520 to 30 megahertz. Good backup receiver. It can be hooked up to a long wave SM2 or Radio West loop. And excellent for stereo hookup. It's a good working receiver. $100 includes insurance. Contact Eric Buneman, B-U-E-N-E-M-A-N, Post Office Box 1202. And his city of residence is F-L-O-R-I-S-S-A-N-T, Missouri, M-O. And the zip code is 63031. Also under receivers for sale, a Realistic Patrolman CB60. It has AM, FM, Citizens Band, VHF, UHF, public service bands. It's excellent working condition and also has a Super Radio 2 whip for FM, CB, and VHF, separate antenna for UHF. $25 includes insurance or trade for a TRF 12-650. This is from Eric Buneman also. Number three on the list is a Kenwood KRC6000 digital stereo cassette receiver, sale or trade with warranty, with two 6x9 and two 5-inch door speakers, cost about $600 or best offer. Contact Bart Beal, B-E-A-L, Post Office Box 1246, Walla Walla, Washington, that's W-A-L-L-A, W-A-L-L-A, Washington. Zip code is 99362, or phone him at area code 509-529-0073. And finally, under receivers for sale, a GE Super Radio, like new, $30, or include in trades above. Contact, again, Bart Beal in Walla Walla, Washington. Under miscellaneous for sale, we have a MFJ RF pre-selector, model number 1045 in new condition, price for $40. Contact Bart Beal for that. And a Autech Research QF1A, single sideband CWAM filter, $50. Contact Edwin Heedley, H-E-A-D-L-E-Y. His address is 179-18, 119th Road in St. Albans, New York, A-L-B-A-N-S. Zip code is 11434. If you need some old WRTH books, Mike Plummer has them. WRTH books from 71, 72, 77, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85. $8 each plus postage. Would like to sell them as a unit. Contact Mike Plummer. His address is 1402 Alpha Drive in Warsaw, Indiana. Zip code is 46580, and his phone number is area code 219-267-7865. Finally, under miscellaneous for sale, Midland 13-863, 23-channel Citizens Band receiver, excellent working condition. Lights are needed, ideal for conversion to the 50 megahertz ham band. $30 includes insurance from Eric Buneman. Special buy, buy the Midland 13-863, and the other two items all for $150. $130 if you trade a TRF Model 12-650. Again, that's from Eric Buneman. Under the wanted column, SM2 loop antenna will pay $50, must include 10 foot of lead-in. Contact Eric Buneman. Postcards, not QSLs unless they are postcards. which display or feature the picture, call sign, and or logo of domestic or foreign radio stations, past or present, relating to AM, FM, shortwave, or coastal stations, or similarly related areas. Also, promo cards for radio manufacturers, i.e. the Hammerlin, Atwater, Kent, etc. Please do not send cards. Would appreciate a list of what you have and the asking price. Contact Mike Hardister, Post Office Box 119, North Versailles, Versailles, Pennsylvania, 15137-0119. Also under Wanted, Hammerlin HQ150, original factory speaker, will buy or trade some old duplicate Radex issues. This speaker is cubicle looking, flat black, and has the Hammerlin decal on the front. Contact Tom Farmery. Finally, Hammerlin HQ150X, any condition, need for spare parts. Contact Tom Farmery. And that's the DX Change stuff for this edition of the DX Audio Service. And just a reminder that if you have any items to buy, sell, or trade, be sure to send them to Tom Farmery at the DX Change column. And if you have any information regarding your subscription or any comments regarding the DX Audio Service, send them to us here at the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. Our address is 706 McKenzie, McKenzie, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. And headquarters up in Wisconsin is Post Office Box 24, Cambridge, Wisconsin, 53523-0024. See you on Side 2 with more of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for May 1987.